Wait.
Hi.
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 Hi. How are you?
Me and Lauren have dresses on.
I know, you do, and you look so pretty and bright and springy, don't they? Hi, guys, how are you? Everybody good today? I missed you last week when I wasn't here. I'm glad to be back this morning. And because I'm so glad to be back this morning, I want to know that everybody's happy today, too. So I want to know, what kind of day are you having? Are you having a happy day so far? Is it a happy day?
No, I guess.
Or is it a sad day?
It was a good happy day, but you know what? Me and Lauren and Danny and Lori went to,
Yeah, do you know you got your shoes on the wrong feet, by the way? Maybe that's a sad day for Kate. Anyway, here's what we got here. Here, you need to hold this. If you're having a happy day, we have happy day. Let's check over here and see what Noah has. Noah? You got the sad face. Do you having a sad day, Noah? No. But if you're having a happy day, you look like this, don't you?
So you have to, it's changing. That one to him and that one to him.
If you're having a sad day, you got a face that looks like that, huh? And we should all be having a happy face if we're in the house of the Lord, shouldn't we? Everybody should be having a happy face today. But, you know, sometimes we don't have those happy faces, do we? Sometimes sad things happen. But, you know, it's really pretty simple. If good things are happening, we have a happy face, don't we? If bad things are happening, we have a sad face. So, what's a good thing? Tell me a good thing. What's a good thing that puts a smile on your face?
Horses.
Horses? New puppies?
Doing French
house. Spending time with a friend, a beautiful sunny day.
And sharing.
Sharing. What puts a sad face on you?
Don't be mean.
If somebody's mean to you, somebody hurts your feelings, or you have an argument with somebody, or somebody's mean to you.
I'm talking about her.
Her? So, but things like that can put a sad face on you, can it? Well, you know, even when we have bad days, even when something bad happens, God wants us to be happy in our heart. Let me read this Bible verse to you. It tells us perfectly what God wants us to know. In John chapter 15, verse 9, it says, "I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. So remain in my love. I have told you this so that you will be filled with my joy in your heart, and your joy will overflow." And you know, very next verse also says, "Because of this, I command you to love each other." Isn't that nice? Even knowing that when a bad thing happens to us, and you know bad things do happen, just because God loves us and wants us to be happy all the time doesn't mean that something bad isn't going to happen sometimes. Somebody's going to hurt our feelings, or somebody's going to get mad, or we're just going to have a bad day. Maybe we got a bad grade or something. But sometimes bad things happen. But even when they do, Jesus wants us to know that we can have his joy in our hearts, because we know that when bad things happen, we can turn to him. We can always turn to him and be happy again right here in our hearts. Right? We're going to take these signs to Sunday school, and we're going to write a bunch of good things on them so that we'll remember to be happy all the time, okay? Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have the joy of Jesus Christ in our hearts, knowing he is our Savior and your Son, and that we can turn to you for each and everything that we need in our lives so that we can remain happy in our hearts. Go with us and guide us each day, Lord, so that we remember the joy that you bring. In Jesus' name, amen.